R4 AAE Mobile. AAE. Good morning, Patrick.
How are you? And you'll have to forgive me. I forgot your name. I know we spoke before, but I just can't recall it this morning.
All good, Patrick. It's Steven on this end. I haven't been on the radio all summer, just due to the lights and long summer days, which I spend outside a lot. But I'm back on the airwaves for a little bit now.
I haven't been on for myself. Life's getting in the way, so I understand.
Yeah, I get it too. So I finally pulled the trigger and got the Yaesu FT991A. Got delivered yesterday, and I'll tell you what, that's a good piece of radio. I love that thing so far.
Roger that. I've got one of those myself. That was my first HF radio.
I haven't set up the HF side yet because I'm still putting the antenna together right now and waiting for a friend of mine to get back so I can hook it up to his tuner and make sure everything works before I plug that into the radio.
That's a good idea. And but that radio's got a built-in tuner on it, and as long as it's anywhere close, it'll make it match. You can take care of it.
I saw that, too, and that was another good buying point to that radio, besides it being a shack in the box. But I just want to be extra sure, because I would hate to destroy a radio I just bought.
Roger that. I don't blame you. Better safe than sorry. And you got plenty of time to learn in the hobby, so no point rushing it.
Right there with you on that one. Well, I thought I'd just say hey to you real quick. I'm about to get back to my QTH right now, so I'll say 73 to you temporarily. You may hear me back on the airwaves a little bit later this morning, but it's good talking to you. This is KR4AAE. I'll be clear on your final.
Good to talk to you, and I hope everything works out well, whatever life's throwing at you, and we'll speak again, KO4HK. I'll be mobile, 73 Steven.
CLX Mobile.
KO4HK.
6N6 CLX. Hey, Patrick. You back out at it, or are you just driving around?
I'm heading up to the hospital. My grandfather's been in the hospital for the last 2 weeks.
Dear, you're up and around. I guess he's doing better. I hope he's doing better. If you're going to go see him.
Better, but still got a lot to deal with.
Unfortunately, it's normal nowadays. The older I get, the more I realize, oh, man. Retirement ain't what it used to be, I don't think. So I don't know why I'm looking forward to it.
That, well, he turns 88 Sunday, so he's had a good life, and he's a tough one because he's had multiple heart attacks and strokes and got cancer and still here with us, still fighting.
Has a purpose for him.
After that, so what you been up to? I hadn't had a chance to talk to you in a while.
The same old, same old. I'm talking about retirement. Like, every day I go to work, I'm like, come on, let this be the day.
For that, I can tell you I'm definitely looking into that right now. I actually have an appointment at 10 o'clock this morning to meet with a financial planner or retirement planner, whatever you want to call them, about that exact subject.
I already have mine. I turned 61, turned 62 in November. So I'm 3 years out from that point. And I don't know. It's just, you know, you go to work and after about 3 hours of the nonsense, I just just have to take a break and go, man, I can't, I, no wonder old people can't do anything anymore.
Yeah, I'm with you. I don't know what to expect. I've still got quite a few years to go, and ain't no telling what it'll be like by the time I get there.
Get more heart attacks and stress-related stuff. Boy, we have a way of just stressing ourselves out nowadays. There's so many dumb decisions.
That is true. We've made things that aren't really important in life important, and we're stressing over them and not paying attention to the things that are. I've been thinking a lot about that over the last 2 weeks.
I'm not a preacher, but I could tell you some things. Things that have been happening in the last couple of weeks to us is like, eyes are open, let me tell you.
Life has a way of humbling you, that's for sure.
On my side, everyone's safe, no problems, no accidents, no injuries, just, you know, life.
It's good to hear you this morning, but I'm getting up here, I'm going to lose the repeater real quick, so I'm going to go ahead and take this opportunity to say 7th Street, and hopefully things get straightened out for you, and you can get everything worked out. But good to hear you. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear on your final. 7-3.
Yep. Okay. Patrick, have a good day. Have a good visit. Take care of yourself, and I'll talk to you again in 6CLX.